Aris i Zoe, iako su rođeni brat i sestra, žive jedan vrlo onako tužan život. Kakav je njihov odnos?
Pa ne znam ja koliko su oni svesni da je to tužan život. Ne znaju oni šta je napolju, odnosno postoji ta neka bojazan, ali nemaju oni pojma o tom, oni drugo nisu ni videli. Tom pretpostavkom smo se mi vodili, obzirom da je tekst pisan tako da nije sve do kraja jasno, nego se ostavi nešto na nama kao glumcima podalje na publici da prosto razmatra opcije. Ali da, mislim da obzirom da ne znaju za bolje, da nisu oni, ne misle oni da su nesrećni. To je njihov život i oni unutar ta četiri zida, verovatno najbolje što mogu ga koristiti.
Dobro, meni, evo, iz ovog što sam videla, Zoe možda... Joj, okej, ali Aris nije.
Nije, pa problem nastaje odmah u startu, što su oni fundamentalno različite osobe. Ona je u sebe, može sama sa sobom da živi, voli da bude sama, introvertna osoba, a on je eksplozivan, pun energije, ekstrovertan, hoće sa ljudima, hoće da istražuje, avanturista je, što i same njihova imena simbolički prikazuju, Aris kao bog rata, jeli, i Zoja kao život. Mislim da i njoj smeta, ali njoj smeta činjenica da je on tu sa njom. Da je možda neko drugi što ona i kaže da imam sestru, to bi možda bilo drugačije, ali... Taj sukob odmah u startu nastaje. Oni ne mogu da funkcionišu zajedno.
Oni su skupljeni svaki dan, mislim. Da. Ovo je prosto, bez tog završetka predstave, do tada, dok se ne otkrije šta se napolju stvarno dešava, taj deo predstave, to je njihov tipičan svaki dan.
Prilike je tako nekako, oni žive.
Oni su zatvoreni jedno prema drugom, a zapravo su zatvoreni prema cijelom svetu. Koliko njih spoji to što se dešava napolju? Da li se onda tu negde oseti bliskost?
Pa to je valjda prirodno, da čovek... kada u nekoj nedaći, onda počne da oseti koliko mu je važna podrška od onog drugog. Onda nekako zajedno isplivavaju, da.
To je cela poruka je u stvari to. Koliko god da se mi sukobljavamo i ne znam, ne volimo, mrzimo, svađamo, bijemo, ljubomorišemo, nevažno, na kraju kada realnost dođe, kada se pojavi...
Jedni bez drugih ne možemo.
Jedni bez drugih ne možemo, da.
Kada možemo da pogledamo predstavu?
19. februara, ponovo u 8 sati.
Premijera Parade u pozorištu mladih je ujedno i prvo izvođenje te drame u našoj zemlji. Razgovarali smo i sa rediteljem predstave Tasosom Angelopoulosom, koji je objasnio kako je došlo do saradnje sa pozorištem mladih i postavke Parade u Srbiji.
In Novi Sad I came last year in April as a guest tutor at the academy and then I saw some performances here. And said that this play is for this theater, I said. And we have a proposal, some things like this, and we agreed. And I think this play is for this theater because I believe strongly in my soul that this play is a theater also for teenagers, for young people. That's why...
It's named Theater of Young People.
It's named Theater of Young People, so this came, the corporation.
So you choose the play?
Yes, and I proposed to the director and also, and they wanted to put it in the repertoire. I think also that this play is one of the few Greek, contemporary Greek plays that can stand in another, let's say, context outside Greece, abroad. And Anagnostaki, the playwright, is one of the writers that we used to call in Greece like she was, because she's dead. She was European. It's not like this for every contemporary Greek playwright. They are very, very attached to the situation in Greece, or the political, or the social, even their language or their way of writing is... let's say, a lot of Greek. So I think Anagnostaki speaks with European trends. That's why I wanted to bring here in Serbia for the first time and here in Novi Sad this play, Anagnostaki's play.
Also, the play is contemporary, even it was written 50 yeah. years ago.
Yeah, yeah, and it's very peculiar that we have the same feelings or the same problems in all Europe. Anagnostaki wrote it 50 years ago, just before the dictatorship in Greece. For many, it's a prophecy for the dictatorship. It's a prophecy when we don't act and we are locked voluntarily or not into our room, that the master outside will grow up. I think we live in something similar now after 50 years. That's why this play, I think it will have a new career now, let's say a new life. Anagnostakis was very famous, but those plays in Greece were, we think about them, that there was her first, not so good, and all this stuff. So I think now we will again find out what happens with this place.